So here we are between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, an awesome time of the year. In fact, Rabbi Steinwurzel mentioned in Mishmar that walking through Mei Sharm at this time of year, it's impossible to have doubts about Yiddishkeit. It's just everywhere. Every single store becomes Lulav and Esrog store. What are these the rest of the year? Whatever. Hanukkah time, they'll reopen for oil. And sukkahs everywhere, big wooden geshmaka sukkahs. People are getting ready. So, we're not there, but we're gonna do our best to get together and try and think of the inyanim. So, I opened up the Shashuei Shmuel. My Rebbe Shmuel Zucker wrote this sefer many years ago. It's very rare to have a copy. It's not even my copy. They auctioned it off in Maseret one year for, I think, like 1,200 shekel, because he printed them originally and never printed them again. So, you see my copy over here. It's on loan until I memorize the sefer from a guy who is a Talmud before me. So the stuff in here is mamish the best. Fine. So, it starts with a bunch of questions to be mizbonin on. To us, we're used to the fact that Sukkot comes right after Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. But in theory, it doesn't have to be connected like that. There's not really a specific connection. Like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have to go together. Says Mitzvah in between. Pesach to Shavuos. But in theory, there's not something that's ma'achid that brings together the Yom Tis of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So what's the smichas? Also, the Riboy HaMitzvos that everybody is involved in. 4 hours, Ulav and Esrog today. Building sukkahs together last year. Everything is, there's so much to do. A lot of mitzvos hayom. Why is that now? Next, the Pasuk says that sukkahs takes place Ba'aspechem es tevuas ha'aretz. When you are gathering in everything from the grain and the produce of the year. What's specifically about gathering in that's related to Sukkot and the Avodah? And finally, this interesting thing that has crossed my mind at different times, but I never put it together as the two Gemaras that seem totally, you know, to go not against each other, but they seem to be saying different things. One Gemara tells us that our sukkah cannot be a permanent structure. You cannot build it over 20 amos. You can't make it too far in advance. Everything about the sukkah has to be built in a temporary diras arai form. That's one thing the Gemara tells us. The next thing the Gemara tells us is the way we live in the sukkah is bekvias. That we have to make it into a diras keva. Sarakha. Is it a diras keva or is it a diras arai? Like when you're building it, you're thinking, okay, I want this to be as temporary as can be. And then you show up on the first day and you're supposed to bring the fridge, the sink, the telephone, everything. So is it keva? Is it arai? What's the pshat that it's a kevius? It's a keva betoch arai. It's permanent within the temporary. Seems like a tarte disaster, almost as if somebody was going to a hotel room and he said, okay, set up in that hotel room for a week like you live there. It's almost impossible to be permanent in your hotel room. It's a hotel room. So what's going on with the sukkah that it's built like a hotel room? You're supposed to live there like it's your year-round dira. Good? So it's four kashas. Sukkah is right after Hashem Yom Kippur. So many mitzvahs going around. The time of the gathering of the Tvua, and then Arai, Keva, what's the Panimius, says Rabbi Zucker. What's the Avoda of Sukkot in general? And he says, a Yesod, which brings out the Teretz to all these questions, which is that this world, get ready, this world is a Diras Arai. And the Mishnah tells us, Haskein atzmacha beprozdor. Right now you're in the entranceway. Kedei shetikanes l'traklin. The ballroom is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is where we are going to be established and kavua and permanent. And what are we doing here? We're here for mitzvahs. We have a Torah, mitzvahs, avodas Hashem. That's it. And this simple idea, which is incredibly important, once a person knows this, all they want to do is run after mitzvahs. They realize that right now they're passing through, like the story of the Chafetz Chaim in his hotel room, and the rich lady says, well, the Chafetz Chaim was in his house, and the rich lady was in a hotel room, and the Chafetz Chaim, the lady says to the Chafetz Chaim, why don't you have a nicer house? You're the big rabbi. So the Chafetz Chaim says, well, where are you staying? She's like, I'm in a hotel. He's like, yeah, well, what do you have at the hotel? He's like, well, just a room and a bed. And he says, oh, so you also just have a simple place to live. He's like, no, I'm just passing through. I'm not staying there. And the Chafetz Chaim said, yeah, I'm just passing through. I'm not staying here. Who's here to stay? 70, 80, in the Gvur Shmonim Shana. So, once a person chaps, it's all I want. And if a person doesn't chap this, then they're totally on the other side. Then they look at this world as keva. This is all they want is about this world, and they have nothing to do, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, with the next world. So I'll read you one paragraph, which Rizuka writes in here, which develops from this yisod into understanding the tkufa that we're in now. V'hine likra sof hashana, at the end of the year, kishem miskarvim bam yom no roim, chol echad maskel efashvesh v'maisav, every one of us starts thinking, who am I? What am I about? How could I do better? Hine hu megalo letad maso she hiniach lezilzo rabos biskei mitzvos. He sees, it's really strange, I have not been doing what I'm really supposed to be doing. K'dei lirdov achrei tanugei olam. I've been running after the delights of this world. V'yisa shakua b'nyanei hevel v'orik, and I'm so involved with all that. B'lil ha'hargish v'zeh klal, and I don't even feel like I'm so involved in this world. V'kulo t'mi al atzmo, he starts to wonder about himself. Hechigei l'matzav k'shevel, how did he get so stooped in it? B'shas charot ha'zu, olav l'das da'atshuva l'sheila zu, hichad mashmos. One answer. B'meshach ha'shana hu ha'ya shakua b'chalom u'v'dimyon. All year we're dreaming in our imagination. Sha'olam hazeh hu gam olam. It's really a world. V'nyan avim gam ke chashuv. And there's really important things going on in this world. Hagash ha'sakviz ba'olam hazeh hi hi shev yazagos ha'shvila. The more we feel permanent in this world, the more we get lost in this world. Yidu ha'ya arm is bonet da'olam hazeh hu arai. If we started thinking this world is just temporary, transient, comes and goes, lo ha'ya magia l'chol ha'mizgol, he never would have gone down that path of getting lost. We just spend every single second we have, which how long do we have? Torah v'avoda. The way to start building ourselves up. To wake us from this deep sleep. And stop imagining. What is this world and how temperate is my olam hakeva? Which world is the real world where it's really all at, and which world is the world that just comes and goes? V'chein matzatzim mefurish Rabbeinu Yonah, says Rezukhar, he found this written in Rabbeinu Yonah, b'shar tshuva, shar sheni, shabohu mora ala derech l'sar ala tshuva. He says it's almost exactly, Elohim dvarav, osio test. Kol anche levav yachshavu olam hazeh k'mo dira sarai. Look at this world as a temporary dwelling. V'lo yishtamshu bo rak l'avodas haborei yizbarach. Only use this world for avodas Hashem. Yachinu v'otzeidu l'navshav, and prepare food for the way. Spiritual. Ki yemei adam k'tzel over. K'inin sh'nem v'meshu v'sem v'shem shana. Because person's experience here is like a shadow passing by. V'nem v'yam k'tzel over. V'nem v'sin v'zal. Lo k'tzel shal ilan, lo k'tzel shal kos. Not like a tree has shade and a wall has shade, I could tell, ofa pore, like a bird flies by, that passing shadow. Ritzon on lomar ki chai v'adam lahamshil, in yad yolam hazel bilvavo, could tell, of haporeach, greg katan. You have to just think of all, in yad yolam hazel, just flies by and then it's gone. And then we're left with what we built, the tzedel aderech, a very depacking snacks for the road. So this is what we're doing in the world. Go in before a long trip. You don't know if you're going, and if it's going to be 3 hours traffic, and then when you get there, you're going to have to wait and whatever. So you pack up to go. So that's what we're doing. We're packing the bags here, Bolam Hazeh. So, Imkein, let's take it back to Sukkos and the Tekufa that we're in, so that we could not just hear these things in Dinas Orar, but hear these things and get going. Sukkos is the time after the Yom Noraim, where a person hopefully comes to this realization. And that's why it's the best time for it. It's the best time to take action and think, whoa, I want to do mitzvahs. Because what have I been doing? Now I realize Rosh Hashanah says me tshuva, Yom Kippur. Now I need mitzvahs. I just went through the process of tshuva. And realizing this message of there's no kavias in this world, there's no permanence, there's nothing that's going forever. And that's what he says, Remez and Rava's drush in the Gemara, but Sukkos Teshvu, what does the Gemara say? Tsei b'diras keva, shev b'diras arai. So a person should take himself out of his permanent mode, tsei b'diras keva, in this world, take ourselves out of our permanent dwelling and go into the temporary mindset. And then, what's with this steaming stira that the sukkah is built temporary, but it's built temporary, but we live in it permanently? It says, this is for this message also, that a person has to realize that Olam Hazeh is temporary. So he builds this sukkah, which is supposed to be a temporary dwelling. But then he takes every permanent thing that he has, and he stoops it into the temporary sukkah. Halavai, we could take many more things into our sukkahs that people take a kvias from. If we really did it right, we would take, you know, our house, our sukkah would have almost as much as our house does. Whatever, that moves. But we want to take all those things and say, look, I'm putting them in the sukkah to remind myself that just like this sukkah is for temporary dwelling, and all these things I think are permanent are not. So too, Ba'olam Hazeh, a person is in the temporary dwelling, and all the things that he has, they come and go. It's all Arai. And he says, that's why it's different than a hotel room. What, a person goes to a hotel room, he knows he doesn't live there. He left everything somewhere else. So he comes in there temporarily. He never has a yachas, a connection to his hotel room, because he knows he's not putting any kochos into it. Which says the sukkah is different. The sukkah is that temporary dwelling, but we have to instill in ourselves the message that this is the way it is. It's just a temporary experience. Everything that I have is dira sarai. And this is mana asif. I'm sure in the business world, when the investments are in suffix and in question, and then you don't know what's going to be. It could be quite uncomfortable. Well, there's many investments hanging in the balance. That's the way you say it. And then at the end, when the person makes big bucks, or here, when a person plants and he thinks, is it going to rain? Is it going to be sunny? Is it going to be a good year? A lot of produce, a little bit of produce. He's not very comfortable. It could be almost like a Dira Sarai. He doesn't know what his next move is. But then at the Asif, the gathering, when all the payrolls come in and everything's full and the stock is great and the payrolls are good and the prices are high and everything's going great. So that's when a person could say, I am set. I'm good. I have what I need. I could stay like this for a while. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the Zman HaAsif, at the time a person is feeling successful, we need to put him in the sukkah. We need to drill home the message that this world is Diras Arai. And that's the Indian of all these Riboy Mitzvahs, to get us to the Panimius of the Yom Tif, which is that this whole world is only Dira Sarai, and we should be Zoicha to not just pass through the Yom Tif without the Hashpa of the Yom Tif, that we should be different people at the end, after all the Mitzvahs that we're doing, and after the experience of the Sukkah and the Zinyanim. We'll will be zocha to harbe harbe tzeda l'derech in this olam, which will give us the olam bud, the netzach netzachim. Goyach to you.